Are you mad or not?
We're talking about our God-given fundamental right.
Gun control.
Gun control.
Second Amendment right.
The Second Amendment.
Legitimate constitutional
right to bear arms.
This deadly shooting happened in the middle of a busy Lowe's parking lot in South Philly.
Now questions are being raised about how this arrest went down and why the man was charged.
The victim's relatives, they want answers, but they also want the public to realize there are two families involved.
And the year isn't over yet. The city's homicide rate is the highest it's been in more than a decade.
Yep, yep, city, yep, yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, Tamara Russell, also known as POC, host of Revive Radio, reporting for WHYY's newest segment, Are You Mad or Nah?
Big mad, little mad. No, but really, what are you mad at?
It's your girl, POC. I'm standing here in the city of Philadelphia, speaking with community residents, asking, with everything going on in the city, Mayor Kenney made an announcement that he will be suing the state of Pennsylvania in efforts to reduce the gun violence that's happening in the city of Philadelphia. Does stricter gun laws make you mad or not?
WHYY.
I don't know if anger is the right thing, but my name is Vicky. I represent West Kensington. That's where I'm from. I have noticed the increase in gun violence. I'm wondering if it has to do with just state general unrest in Philadelphia and more to do with what our community is going through in the grand scheme of civil rights unrest, as well as coronavirus being a big impact. I don't necessarily have to attribute everything to just gun legislation. I think there's a bigger picture.
First of all, I thought that there were once stricter gun laws in Philadelphia than the rest of the state, and they were somehow invalidated in Harrisburg, many years ago. So it's to a certain extent just trying to reclaim what we once had. So I think what's most important is about reclaiming Philadelphia's right to have stricter gun laws than the rest of the state, if it wants to, and it seems to want to. My name is Robert, and I live right in the at the border of Tioga and Hunting Park.
What is there to be mad at?
Well, considering that Danielle Outlaw was brought here to help with that problem, and it's only increased over the last year, in my neighborhood, we never have that issue. Just a couple weeks ago, four kids got shot right around the block from me. I was eating dinner and thought it was fireworks. I think Krasner is a huge issue. He needs to be much tougher on criminals. They're getting the idea that they can just get away with this stuff. And there's no repercussions. We need to really crack down because the people that are suffering cannot get out of these poor neighborhoods.
Can I just get your first name and what part of the city you represent?
Lindsay from South Philly.
Mayor Jim McKinney is apologizing.
Are you mad or not?
Not at all. And I'm a gun owner, so I think that the gun violence in Philadelphia is totally out of control. And if the city has something they think will work to reduce that, it's fine with me. I don't see what the problem could be. I mean, they're not confiscating guns. They're not denying me my Second Amendment right to own a firearm. They may be stricter about concealed weapon permits issuing. That's fine. But as long as it cuts down the gun violence, it's ridiculous.
What part of the city are you from?
From Roxbury.
Are you mad or not?
No, it makes me very happy. My name is Lori Jones. I'm from Overbrook Park, West Philadelphia.
Your radio's live.
And I think it's a great idea that the mayor is doing that, because clearly we have an issue that has been unresolved to date, and it seems to have gotten worse instead of better. And maybe Mayor Kenney can turn it around. I hope so. You know, he's made a lot of promises. And the one thing about promises, you can either ignore them or you can keep them. So I'm hoping that that's what he does. And if it's anything, I'm on board with it to get us back to a sense of humanity.
Uptick in violence as residents on edge and police are seeking answers.
What is there to be mad at?
It's hard trying to get rid of guns. It got to be another way and another term for it. But far about what they're doing, that's fine. But people still won't have guns in their homes. People still won't carry guns anywhere they got
to
go.
Yep, yep, to the yep, yep. It's your girl, POC. Tune in, WHYY 90.9 FM. Are you mad or not?